cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovek on Bloomberg Radio.
Tim, I want to get to our next guest because her company has teams in over 21 countries. They see a lot in terms of what's going on with brands and companies around the globe, working with a who's who of brands, including Apple, Walmart, BP, Lego, Kellogg's, and Microsoft, and many more, helping them with strategy, development, experience. So a great voice, as I said, to talk about really the challenges in the environment facing global companies today.
We're very pleased to have with us Jane Garrity, the CEO at Lander & Fitch, joining us via Zoom from London. Jane, good to have you with us. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Happy New Year, if it's not too late.
It's not too late. We'll take it. Happy New Year to you as well. Hey, I want to talk about brands and the way that people are thinking about brands in 23 and just the currency that brands have. Carol mentioned a few big brands, including Apple, Walmart, BP, Lego, certainly a who's who of them. When it comes to brands, give us an idea of what it takes to build and maintain loyalty.
Well, I mean, I think the equities that are important for brand success are undoubtedly changing. I think we've all had so much to experience in these recent years with the pandemic, with the impact of technology, with, you know, so many troubling trends surrounding us. And what we're seeing from a brand perspective is that equities like trust, authenticity, empathy, all of these kinds of traits are coming to the fore. So I suppose if I think back to 5 years ago, brands would always be putting their best foot forward and showcasing their best equities. I think what we're seeing is in today's times, brands that are embracing vulnerability and showing a much more rounded perspective on their personality, they're the brands that are going to win out. So brands that are both showing strength, but also addressing challenges and weaknesses.
Hey, you know, Jane, one thing I am curious about, and Happy New Year to you as well. You know, companies, it's easy for them to embrace the softer side of our world and to show that they are thinking about sustainability or ESG issues or diversity, which I felt like all companies were like, yes, yes, number one, coming off of certainly the killing of George Floyd and where we were in the pandemic, so many issues coming at us. In a tougher economic environment where there might be some uncertainty or even a recession, do companies still say, yep, we got to keep that as a priority, or does that kind of fade to the background?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that consumers are demanding that brands actually show up and demonstrate commitment. So I feel as though what used to be seen as a sort of a tick box exercise or an obligation, there is now real value in continuing to strive for a more equal world. Consumers are rejecting brands that are making empty promises. So I do think as the economic times get tougher, the brands that continue to push their social agenda will be the ones that succeed because consumers are demanding that.
But like, what do you take? Like, you guys have worked with Apple and we have a lot of news on Apple today. And we're like saying this is going to be a company to watch because they're just so all in. Having said that, you know, still doing a lot of manufacturing in China. And there can be a lot of questions about China in terms of how it treats its people. And certainly in terms of privacy issues and so on. Like, how, like, what's your advice to a company like that?
Well, I think, as I say, you know, a lot of the issues that we face are complex, they're interrelated. And I think provided companies and brands are committed to doing better and transparent about how they are trying to do better, I think that people are... They recognize the complexity of the challenges that we all face to succeed in business today. So I think that the trick is about transparency and a commitment to progress.
It's hard to think about brands in the context of the way that we kind of grew up with them because they are so much more involved in the political conversation. How do you advise brands about when to weigh in, when not to weigh in? Because it seems like each and every day there's some mistake that some company's making. They're really stepping in it sometimes.
We're talking about Disney a lot because there's some headlines, but look at the, you know, problem that they found themselves in the prior CEO, Bob Chapek, when they weighed in politically under pressure from their own employee base.
I mean, I think it comes down to the way that we advise our clients is there has to be... A genuine commitment and an authentic commitment to whatever the social agenda might be. You know, you have to be truthful. I think consumers have seen through, you know, jumping on the bandwagon for self-serving purposes. You really do have to step up and have enduring commitment to a social issue in order for you to be relevant right in the discussion.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say before you go, we are curious because you do talk to companies and leaders every day around the globe. How would you describe most of their moods and thoughts on the global outlook right now?
Do you know, that's a fascinating question. And I think it's, it's really variable by category. There are certain categories that are expecting tough economic times to serve them very well. And others that are obviously expecting things to be tougher going forward. I do think, though, that in times of uncertainty, innovation and creativity typically flourish. And I think that advances in technology, opportunities through connected experiences. I mean, we've all learned finally how to use a QR code.
Finally, it took COVID to do that.
I know, it took a pandemic for us to work it out. But there are so many new opportunities that I think are exciting to the brand owners that we work with. That really, I think that the kind of the mood is more about making the right choices during mm-hmm. these uncertain times. So placing big bets on those opportunities that are likely to pay back, presenting themselves and embracing vulnerability.
Jane, we unfortunately have to leave it there. Really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. That's Jane Garrity, the CEO at Lander & Fitch, joining us this afternoon from London. You're listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.